What's going on, my brothers and sisters, aunties and uncles, monks, Kabbalists, wizards, mystics, sons and daughters of God? Welcome to Mr. Woo Woo.
He's Mr. Woo Woo. Welcome, everyone, to the Mr. Woo Woo podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. I'd like to start on my episode by giving my brother a shout out on his birthday. Love you, Woo Woo. You're the fucking man. Very proud to be your older brother, and I love you very much. I'd also like to say congratulations if she's listening to Miss Suki. Someone's going to be taking a Reiki 1 and 2 class with me very soon. Congratulations on being attuned in advance. It's been a wild couple of weeks, my friends. I could report on a ton of different muggle news. All kinds of things breaking through the cracks of the Illuminati's crooked, you know, decayed fingers as more and more truth seeps out. Yeah, it really looks like they're not going to be able to contain the lie anymore of this reality, of how government works, of how your money works. Man, especially the money. That's going to be an interesting turn of events. A petrodollar. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, because the Middle East ain't trading in dollars anymore. No more exclusive deals. So I think we're going to have to peg it back to gold if we don't want to become a third world nation, like, super fast. That'll happen. There's a lot of things I could predict that will more than likely happen that is... It's like, who cares, though? You know what I mean? I could tell you all kinds of news. You'd be like, ew. Or, aw. And just be like, so what, dude? So what? I got these fucking bills. My kids are whining in my ear. That's all I give a shit about. I get that. I definitely get that shit. So fuck that, right? There is good news for those that with their ears to the wizardy grindstone. And that's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has proclaimed that the COVID-19 so-called vaccines are not in fact vaccines legally by that definition and no longer carry that particular legal protection of being labeled a vaccine. So that means all of the people that got shots that are experiencing vaccine harms, that'd be you if you have what they call long COVID, or you miscarried your kid since, you know, getting the shots, or probably like 900 other fucking things if you're part of that experiment. Now they're open to lawsuits because it is not, I repeat, not a vaccine as per the classic definition of it can halt transmission and your ability to contract it, which many of us knew if you just read the fine print. But that opens up reality to a whole host of very interesting scenarios. Very intriguing. And in Britain, in the Daily Mail, they mentioned that the COVID... kisses to my wife in the middle of a very strange piece of information. But but you got to give kisses to your wife. That's just mandatory, you know? That's the priority list. Speaking to a possibly worldwide audience or blowing kisses at the woman of your dreams. Kisses win every time, though. I love all of you, too. But yeah, they said that the vaccines might have something to do with the alarming all-cause death rate being up 40% for young people. That's like the very first of any mainstream media. So it looks like the propaganda machine's starting to buckle. It's looking good. In Europe, there was landslide victories for conservatives and nationalism and populism. Which is really just saying democracy, really. So you're just saying like the home culture isn't liking the way things are going. So they're voting people the fuck out. They're crying like, woohoo. Oh, Klaus Schwab said I'd get to stay in power forever. Oops. Too bad. Suck manure, buddy. Suck Death Eater balls. They're all a bunch of weak magicians and wizards anyway. That's their job. You know, all these magistrates, all this administration. You know, that's it's about putting your people in the positions of the verification, like say if I needed a certificate as a nutritionist, becoming the president of the nutritionist association or the legislative body of that says, yes, you are allowed to practice as a nutritionist, having your own political agenda is like, dude, that's where you stick your people. Being able to hold the keys to being able to do your profession or being able to hold a position in government or whatever. That's how you do it. That's how George Soros did it. That guy is a brilliant evil magician. You know, like you ever see the emperor, like, you know, and he's like, and he's blobbed out Skywalker. You know, he's got the the jowls, and you just see the Sith magic just draining out of his putrid flesh. Well, that's this billionaire George Soros. And he was smart enough to just basically determine the elections of who the DA is going to be. So if you want chaos in the streets, I was telling a client this, if you were like the Joker, right, and you just wanted a maximum amount of carnage, when the criminals committed a crime, even in broad daylight, I just worked on a cop recently. He said that, you know, he tried to arrest somebody Mission Trails? No. It was here over at the beach. And this guy, and he was on a motorcycle, tried to run his ass over, hit him with the motorcycle, and he still managed to do some kind of like Captain America tackle and drag the dude down and arrest him. And the guy just got a misdemeanor for assaulting an officer with a motor vehicle because the DAs are completely corrupt in all the major cities. And they just let the criminals, rapists, and murderers back on the street. And with no penalty, we're just like, all right, stay within 100 yards, and they'll still do whatever they want. So they don't prosecute the criminals. And now say if a regular guy chokes out one of those people on a subway in New York, then they haul that guy off to prison and try him as a murderer. But they'll let a literal murderer who murdered someone in broad daylight out back on the street. Be like, put an ankle bracelet on this guy. So that creates a vortex of chaos in society where justice is going to have to be borne out by the public. And the public is not going to do it with as much judiciousness as trained officers. So by not locking criminals up and letting them back on the street, by stealing our money and giving it to people who are not citizens of this country, or our Ukraine, is just a big money laundering scheme, you guys. So the Muggles, they are in a world of shit. Here's how we get around all of that dumbassery. Because when it comes to this kind of, you know, fascism or communism making its move the way it is, it's an important time to kind of listen up, buckle up, and like start making some lists, being able to make some moves. When it comes to food, stay out of grocery stores. Go to farmers markets only. I'm giving you my pro tip, and it's going to suck because if a bunch of people do listen to this and go to my damn, you know, thing, and there's no more lettuce, I'm going to blame myself. But, dude, the vegetables are fucked. They're poisoned, right? So you want to go to farmers markets and, like, get in a relationship with the farmer. Like, hey, how you doing, man? Hey, good to see you, Jerry. So they'll give you the best stuff. You know, like they're putting on Bill Gates's like appeal on a bunch of stuff. If you like got your fruit or your veggies at Costco, you're basically sucking a peel down your throat and it's a forever chemical. So don't do that. Don't go to Costco or Target to buy your fruit and veggies, by the way. Don't do that. Just as a what the fuck are you doing rule. Don't do that. All right. There's a level of purgatory for people that are that dumb. Don't do that. Liberate yourself. Sorry. Anyway, so food, drinking water, only go to water stores. Do not drink tap water under any circumstances. Put a water filter on your shower. Transportation, you know, bicycle, walk. It'll save you crazy cash. Live in a neighborhood where you can walk around and go to the local stores. Go visit there. Stop using Amazon. Fuck Amazon. You know? Speaking of good, fuck Amazon, but anyway, I praise a company. I'm about to get in the mail a delicious freaking necklace, right? from, it's like pure quartz, like the purest you can get. Got all kinds of signals I should get it. But right now, gemisphere.com, not a sponsor, right? And I'll explain this later. Not a sponsor, but they're doing like a 30% off sale. That's when you get on these gemstones. That's the best time. I've saved so much money doing that. And I advertise for them because, and they don't even know I exist. Like, I've sent a few people their way, and there was a program where you get where you get kind of like a discount. Like if Melissa listens to my podcast and goes, okay, cool, I'm going to buy one of those necklaces, and goes there and goes, oh, Josh Ramey, the host, sent me, and they write that in. Sometimes, or at least their program used to exist, or I would get some dough for that, or I would, I'm going to re-enroll. They just created a program to do that and for like referrals. Dude, this is one of the few companies I actually would refer, and they don't know I exist. They don't know I send people to them. This is the best gemstones, you guys. Gemisphere.com. You cannot find better, okay, on earth. I defy you to find better. And unlike a doctor selling chemo, I will tell you that I will get a kickback for that. If you buy not an enormous one. If you buy a thousands and thousands of dollar necklace, I still probably only get a couple bucks toward like my next necklace purchase. But if like a ton of you were to refer me, then like I would get a lot of money to buy necklaces from that place. It's not like I just get dough. But yeah, I'm looking forward to one day, man. I would love to partner with them and them like pay me to do what I'm doing for them for free right now. And the non-existent hypothetical kickback that I would get. Unlike chemo doctors and COVID doctors, who do actually get tangible monetary kickbacks from the pharmaceutical industry when they recommend those treatments. So, yeah, so that was full disclosure, you know. But yeah, dude, they got a 30% off sale. Like, get on that shit if you were thinking about getting a gemstone necklace for like emotional balance, stuff. They got like the best Roselle, the best pink quartz you could find, the best amethyst. Depends on how deep your pockets are. They got fucking $32,000 necklaces that are emerald. That's like the best emerald in the world. Can you imagine what your body would feel like with, like, oh man, I dream about having that like green tourmaline necklace around my neck. If you're ladies, you want the pink tourmaline, and it like the divine masculine energy, man. I put it on in my mind and I can kind of access it with energy. And it's like, you feel like fucking Aquaman, right? Like, I'm kind of a skinny dude. I feel like bouncy pecs and like Guinness running down my beard when I think of green tourmaline. And I'm just like, yeah, boy. Yes. Give me my haka stick. Oh, fucking haka is awesome. Yeah, so those gemstones, they really can enhance your life. And I'm about to get a quartz one in the mail. Long overdue. Long overdue. I had gotten that idea from reading these obscure metaphysical books I found at Mount Shasta that had to do with elementals, and that the hierarch of each of those elemental kingdoms, it'd be like Virgo for earth, Lord Aries for sylphs and the air, Lord Neptune for water element, and elementals. And then Helios as the hierarch, or the solar logos as the hierarch for fire. And I was just, man, the information, like, kind of long-winded for elemental, but like it came down to some really important points about asking, not just for help, from especially like the earth kingdom, but giving it thanks and asking for, the Elohim of purity to kind of like bring that lightning flame through your body to purify the earth within you. And that helps your financial game, your earthly body, your everything pertaining to form or structure or abundance, really. So if you're having financial issues, you know, get a agate necklace and wear that and kind of commune. It's like a very earthy, earth element kind of necklace. And ask for purity in that department. You know, purify your own elements. Sadhguru would call it Bhuta Shuddhi, like the purification of the elements. And he'd wave a candle around that's in ghee in front of him and a torch to purify the fire element or meditate on the fire. You know, you have your little symbolic representations. You can meditate on water. But you can also ask the elemental life directly for clarity and assistance, and for, especially if you ask for purification, because in those manuscripts, the common theme was that they're holding on to the memory of humanity and our misuse of spiritual energy throughout creation. All of our bad attitudes, all of our violent outbursts, all of our wars have affected negatively the elemental life within our, not only our bodies, but in the body of the planet. And why, like, putting bodies in the ground is super toxic and kind of defiles the earth element and poisons it in a way. So it feels like now that summer's here and we need to kind of expand outward as we naturally would, I'd invite you to go within, even as we're expanding out, and kind of notice within your body, like anywhere that's tight or feels dense. And when you do, you can put your attention there and kind of neutrally and just observe it. And as you're observing, you kind of observe it dissolving as like sediment in water would. Just watch it dissolve. And if it can't, come in, get a session from me, from old Mr. Woo Woo here, either in San Diego at the beach down here or over the telephone. I do excellent distance sessions. And that's at www.loveenergetics.com. I'd look forward to working with you. But yeah, if not, you can just neutrally stare and use your peripheral vision to look at dense patterns in the body, and they'll begin to dissolve if you get neutral enough, if you get wide enough, if you get quiet enough, if you get peripheral enough and observe peripherally those patterns, they will dissolve. Because that's all they are, just patterns of energy. That's all everything is. And you could call on the element, you're like, I know it sounds corny, but I talk to elemental life, like in my mind, in my heart. And ask not only for its liberation, but I offer my thanks. So let's actually not only offer our thanks for our physical bodies, but let's thank the source of creation, the source of life, for our lives. You know, not all the mental drama and stupid shit that's going on in our heads. I mean, just the fact our hearts are beating, we have access, you know, to food, clean-ish air, depending on where you're listening to this from. And realize for a moment, or at least hypothetically, you know, ponder that your mind, your imagination can alter and mold and attract and repel holographic reality as we look upon it. A lot of people say, oh, this is just a construct. This is just a holodeck. This is just the Shivites and the Buddhists used to say, this is just Maya. This is a play. This is just a dream. Well, have you ever noticed that you can change the dream with your internal dialogue? When you get into like a really good rhythm of positivity, that it just works out the way you want it to. So all you have to do is start purposefully dreaming. You're dreaming awake. But what do you want to dream? Where do you want to go? How do you want to feel? You know, not even just the sensations in your own body. How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel relaxed? Do you want to feel more intense? These are all within your... As I'm looking at my switchboard here for recording this, it's just like, yeah, all these knobs, this is you. And you can alter it at any time you want. The only thing you'll have to realize is that nothing will change if you don't change. And if you aren't willing to change, then you cannot grow. So that right there is the biggest problem, isn't it? You have to realize that you may, to get different results, you may have to sacrifice everything. Now, maybe not everything, but who you think you are or what you cherish or hold dear as truth may be obliterated to make room for the next ego, for the next mask that you wear, or next, I should say, entity that you identify as. Because until you identify as spirit, you're just going to be trying on a bunch of different masks. That's all it is spirit's just trying on a bunch of different personas and states and personalities and expressions. But yeah, you can choose any old fucking one you want. You know that skit where, like, when Dave Chappelle says he gets, not skit, bit. He says, when I get pressure to start talking in an old time, yeah, see. And they start talking. There's nothing to stop you. Personality change. And, you know, people you know and love would say you went crazy because a fast mask change like that is called, like, schizophrenia, right? But if you just want to go, yeah, see, there'd be nothing to stop you from, you know, talking like this, see. Yeah, you're oppressing me. Yeah. People wouldn't want to be around you. But you could click back out of it 5 years later and go, yeah, that was just a bit. Sorry. I'm just kidding. No, actually, I have to. I was explaining to this one dude that needed to change his vibe. It's like, you could talk like this, like Will Ferrell up in your upper register, and people would be like, oh, dude. And no one that hadn't met you before, they'd be like, wow, he's got a weird voice. Everyone that you already knew would be like, wow, he's gone crazy. But you can be like that, and you can keep that bit going for as long as you want. Like, yeah, I was just kidding, motherfuckers. Haha, just playing. Like, wow, you really had us. You can do whatever you want. You can express however you want, because the person you think you are is just an act that you bought, right? Because ultimately, you're just life. You're the sum total of all your thoughts and how you feel about them, too. But if you want to live a perfect life, without question, for those that have seen that, do it. And I aspire to be one of those people. Is it begins and ends absolutely with control. Not suppression, but control of your emotions and your thinking. And your imagination is your thinking. When you're remembering, you're just imagining the past. Whether you're imagining the future or imagining the past, it's all a nation of images. So, now, Neville Goddard would say what? Revise the past. If the past comes up, it's probably because there's some delicate suggestion of improvement. And if it's of the future, then, you know, you got to only think of what's going to be lovely and have good rapport. You know, experiences you would want to have, not that you would not want to have. Right? Because we think of disaster scenarios, like what would I do in this scenario? How would I react? What would be the solution? And not knowing that you're putting out the intention for things to not go well. I do that shit. Then I catch myself and go, shit. And then I call on the law of forgiveness to annihilate all of my mistakes that I made with God's energy creatively, and to please transmute them into their highest forms of light. Then I let that go. But you got to remember to clean up your mess spiritually. Like, a lot of our stuff is, you got to call on grace and forgiveness for not just this life, but all the past lives, past actions, things you didn't realize were violations of the law of love. And then you apply it over and over and over and over again. And then even when you think you're done with you, you start to clean up the mess of all of humanity, because we all swim in that soup. And it's not a good tasting soup. It's bitter and full of pain. So we have to spruce it up. We got to kind of ratatouille that shit and jump over and add the oregano and try to fix the soup. And then it's linguine soup. That is good shit. That's all it is. God lets us destroy the soup, and then it's our job to fix the soup. So are you in a soup that's delicious? Does it suck? Is it just kind of a fixer-upper? It needs some sprucing? You know? Begin by making your bed. Begin by cleaning and grooming. The most fundamental spiritual acts. And if you're wise enough to do it, you know, talk to the spiritual creator. Or to the whole spirit itself. It's just like talking to the ocean. It's like it's listening. We're the only things that don't listen in the universe. So just, you know, hey, how's it going, Divine Mother? Hey, Source, how's it going? And just start communicating. Soul to source of soul. It'll spruce things up. There's probably a lot of things I should have gotten to. You know, Joe Biden pooping his pants. That was pretty funny on Memorial Day. Oh, man. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Just another thing. I had this, like, this. We had this great, great clearing over at someone's house recently. My wife and I, we go clear houses and businesses of negative spiritual energy. And it's just so rewarding, you know. Bodies are just like spaces. You can kind of notice where it feels ugh, like stuck or ugh. And, you know, sometimes the sage doesn't get to it. So it was nice to be able to settle a home. And even when you clear stuff, it's important to remember to call in light to fill the space that's been cleared. So there's not a void there, because then anything can kind of reoccupy it. And also to remember to harmonize. That's another element of cleansing, is remember to harmonize all the people that will live in that new field, that new space to that field. So same with gemstones, you know, once they're cleansed, you got to fill them with light again, and then remember to harmonize them to yourself, because harmony is all important. You're important. You're important to the people that love you. And this universe loves you. You're important to this divine plan. It's just knowing that all you have to do to play your part is to be like, you know, people say, like, who's the best kid ever? You know, to be that best, like that joy to be around, that fount of love. Or even if you can't find love, it's like the easiest thing to be able, because that's so mysterious and that's like the substance of creation too. So it's a very abstract thing to say. But you can just be the fount of pleasantness, pleasant information, pleasant vibe to be around. And that's all you have to be. And don't listen to your mind and body all the time. They're not what you are. So anyway, that feels like a good space to like leave it off. I've jabbered way long enough. Thank you for sticking with me this long. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And I pray for your upliftment and subsequent ascension into light body. Love you all. Have a lovely day. Peace and aloha.